I recall seeing a few years ago a grant application from a bear researcher who wanted to find winter hibernation dens and check bear vital signs using a rectal thermometer. Honestly, you wonder if you'll ever hear from some of these field people again. But up in Washington State, reporter Tom Bonsi actually has.
It may look like they're just snoozing, but extraordinary things are going on underneath all that fur. Bears can sleep for 6 months without ever getting up to pee, yet suffer no kidney damage. If you lie still even half that long, you'd lose so much muscle you couldn't even stand up. Not bears. And their hearts show signs of incurable disease, then miraculously recover. Washington State University researcher Lynn Nelson figures there's something here that could be useful for ailing humans or pets, and she'll get cozier than most people would ever dare with grizzly bears to find it.
Hi, my girl. These are our girls. This is Luna.
Hi, sweet pea. How's that girl?
Hi, this is Micah back here.
Nelson offers her hand to the excited cubs. They rear up on their hind legs to lick through the cage wires.
People think of grizzly bears as being these big, ferocious animals, and they are big animals, and they are quite powerful. But their natural intent isn't to be aggressive.
Luna and Micah were born in captivity here to parents who, at the moment, are hungry. They sound more like you'd expect from the kings of the food chain. The adult grizzlies on the Washington State University campus are a mixture of rescued orphans and problem bears caught raiding garbage cans or country stores in the Rocky Mountains. Researcher Nelson and her colleagues bottle-fed two of this year's cubs so they would be comfortable with human handlers. That familiarity opens the door for fascinating medical studies.
So that was our goal, is to have these bears that would be trained and adapted to people well enough to have ultrasounds and EKGs, blood pressures, things like that done on a routine basis, so we could study heart function physiology, particularly during hibernation.
Nelson says a bear's heart during hibernation resembles that of a human with coronary artery disease.
But at the end of hibernation, they return to normal. And so understanding those mechanisms and how they can look diseased but then return to normal may be important for human and animal health.
So once a month this winter, the groggy cubs will go on the exam table.
I can't help you.
Lynn Nelson, who's already outweighed by the baby bears, will slather gel on their chests. Then she'll record ultrasound images of their slowly beating, sick-looking hearts. Mind you, these are grizzlies here, without anesthesia. But maybe that's not exciting enough for you. Then you should meet University of Minnesota Professor Paul Ayizzo. His sampling technique involves crawling into the dens of black bears in the wild. This winter, the professor plans to track down 6 to 8 hibernating bears in Minnesota's North Woods. They were previously fitted with radio collars to help locate them.
And you slowly approach that den, not trying to rouse the animal, and then you anesthetize that bear with what we call a jab pole, which is a pole about 3 feet long, and in the end there's a hypodermic needle that administers an anesthetic.
Even in the dead of winter, hibernating bears will wake up and charge if someone enters their den. In Colorado, this approach drew angry letters to the editor complaining the researchers were mean to wake up the slumbering bears and drag them outside for a battery of tests. Professor Ayizzo prefers to look at the long-term benefits. Roused from their peaceful slumbers, these bears are giving up secrets that could heal sick hearts, weak muscles and bones, and even send humans safely into deep space.
That angle is that, you know, if this is the case where you can give these factors, you can slow down the whole body function and metabolism, maintain muscle mass, preserve all the vital organs, and do that in a state of starvation, that would be a chance for someone to extend space travel.
Dr. Ayizzo says his team is closing in on a drug combination that mimics the effects of hormones found in hibernating bears. They've tried the therapy on swine with success. Ayizzo says human trials could come in the not-too-distant future, and then maybe they'll let a sleeping bear lie. For Day to Day, I'm Tom Bonsi in Pullman, Washington.